And now, just for you, YK World!
Welcome to YK World, a podcast about the goop between music, art, and technology, told through the lens of YK Records and the Nashville music scene. I'm your host, Michael Eads. Our show music, the stuff right underneath me right now in that phenomenal intro, is by Mac Burris. Big old shout out to Mac this week. Hit him up at Mac Burris on Instagram to get your own fantastic bit of music. It's linked in the show notes. It always is. Mac is always with us. Much appreciated. For this episode, we've got some quick bites. I've got a lot of great things to share with you in small portions. But before we dive into that, I want to proclaim my dedication to calling these Quibi episodes. The portmanteau stands for Quick Bites, and that's what this episode serves us. One of my favorite podcasts, The Lonely Island and Seth Meyers podcast, is trying to claim Quibi to mean Queen Bee. Andy Samberg's like a whiz kid at the New York Times spelling bee game and often gets the top prize of the day, the Queen Bee. Look, I love Lonely Island. I love Seth Meyers. I'm a member of the Quaid Army. That is an outlandish statement to make unless you listen to that show. But the fact of the matter is, Quibi stands for Quick Bites, and Jeffrey Katzenberg will back me on that. And who doesn't want Jeffrey Katzenberg backing them up on stuff? So if someone happens to have a connection to Seth Meyers or The Lonely Island or anyone involved with that production, let them know that there's a weird little indie record label out of Nashville, Tennessee that takes umbrage with their redefinition of Quibi. I wish nothing but the best for that game, especially in these tumultuous times of state-sponsored censorship. But words have meaning. Quibi means quick bites. Okay, let's just get right into it. The first bite of the day is relevant to those tumultuous times. It is the Panic World podcast. It is a fantastic show about the internet and how it penetrates into reality. The actual tagline of the show is, quote,
"How the internet warps our minds, our culture, and eventually reality,"
end quote. The host, Ryan Broderick, also publishes a regular newsletter called Garbage Day that I think is absolutely essential reading. This is not a sponsorship. They have no idea that I exist, but Garbage Day and Panic World, the two coupled together, they are crucial for navigating our current insane, just nonstop onslaught of news coming at you all the time. There's chaos happening in the world all the time, and it's good to have a well-researched and well-defined perspective on those things. But I want to be clear, it is an irreverent and casually presented body of work. This is not news in the way you think of, like, Jake Tapper or Wolf Blitzer. This is much more laid back. This isn't even like a YouTuber or a TikToker trying to present as if they were newscasters. This is just very well-researched, very well-understood topics speaking to you in a realistic and casual way. And irreverent. Irreverent is a very good word in this case because they cover a lot of stuff that may be on the fringes, or at least on the internet it feels fringes and it is bubbling up into mainstream. So yeah, Panic World and Garbage Day, get them into your life. They are linked in the show notes. They're just crucial to your life. Really, your life will improve by being involved with both of them. Okay. Next bite. Should I introduce a chomping sound for these? Like, how corny should we make the Quibi episodes? Like, should I sample that and do that in between bits? Yeah, I'm totally going to do that this episode. YK World is nothing if not experimental, so let's get into it. All right, there's a fascinating YouTube video from Venus Theory about how broken streaming music is right now. It is 40 minutes long, which is a length that defies all reasonable expectations for you to actually watch. But there's a lot of good information in it about how streaming platforms and streaming distributors are being infested by AI musicians, bot manipulation, and doing nowhere near enough to prevent it. I'm honestly not a regular watcher of Venus Theory, but this particular video features interviews with Ben Jordan, a person that I am a fan of, who's an incredible technologist, an advocate, and musician himself, with a musician named Ember, who was recently ripped off by AI imitators, with Christy Delgado, a.k.a. Miss Crystal, a.k.a. Top Music Attorney, a YouTuber who provides loads of insights on the legal woes of the music industry. Those guests alone really brought me into the fold of watching this Venus Theory episode. I know hearing about how broken streaming services are can be a bit tiresome, but for a podcast about the goop between music and technology, this is pretty important. I don't claim to know the solution to the issue, but I do think it is great to understand what is happening in that landscape. And I am extremely confident that the answer to solving that problem is not to double down on promoting your music via streaming services. To me, this just serves as another hefty dose of evidence that if you are a musician, you should be focused on platforms that create a direct relationship with your fans. Bandcamp, Ampwall, Merlo, Nina Protocol, a mailing list. All of those are really better bets than focusing on trying to get playlisted from Spotify. Speaking of Ampwall, here's a tiny little quibby for you. The team at Ampwall just added support for showing videos on release pages. That might not sound like much. It's a pretty simple little feature that takes a YouTube video or a Vimeo embed, and it shows it on the release page. But it's a big improvement over no video support. And I would argue that it's way better than how Bandcamp has implemented their own native video player, and way better than all of the streaming services' support for videos, which have, like, next to none. So all of those things combined, Ampwall, I just want to shout them out. They are doing a lot of good things to continue to innovate, and I think that should be rewarded with acknowledgement and appreciation. So thank you, Ampwall. Okay, next bite. You aren't here for me to talk at you. Let's hear some music. This is the most recent release from YK Records, a blast in your face from Trash Man. This is Eventually.
Gotta get through this week. Keep my head down. It'll be better next time around. Rinse and repeat. Blink and it's gone. 52 times. Dead before long. I can't think about it. Feels like I can't breathe. Nothing really matters eventually. Don't know I'll be ready when it is my time to leave. But nothing really matters eventually.
Right, that was Trash Man with Eventually, the first single from a forthcoming EP called Cool Until It's Not. If you are unfamiliar with Trash Man, that's the pseudonym of Alex Mojavarian, a musician that I associate with playing drums primarily. He's the drummer for a band called Sad Baxter that I love, and recently has been playing with a band called Bleary that I also quite enjoy. This is his solo work, and it is right up my alley. Loads of harmonies, big guitars, strong dose of melancholy. I love it. Obviously, I'm very biased. This is coming out on YK Records. Of course I love it. There's a video that goes with that song that features Alex making a hoagie. Did you know your music video can be anything you want it to be? Alex loves a good cooking video, so he decided the video for Eventually should be him making a hoagie from scratch. It's an excellent juxtaposition to the existential dread of the lyrics. Amazingly, it's not his first cooking music video. On the previous EP, Moment of Bleakness, we did a video for the track Ruin It, in which he cooks a pizza from scratch. So this is definitely an ongoing thing with Trash Man, an obsession, if you will. He loves his cooking videos. It's actually just fun. It's a nice thing to watch. We have more video ideas in the works that are not cooking videos, but quite frankly, I would be completely satisfied if every video he ever put out was exactly that, because it's just a nice thing to watch. Okay, let's move on to the next bite. Another fresh track from the world of YK. This is Jessica Brianne's second single from her forthcoming album. This is Winning Hand. That was Jessica Brianne with Winning Hand, the second single from her forthcoming album, Electric Heart, due out October 16th. That song is the lead track from the album, and it really exemplifies what I love about her work. Musically, it's such an excellent combination of genres. It's a bit folky, soulful, a dash of Americana and classic country, and her voice is just incredibly unique. It's captivating. I'll say it. It is a captivating voice. There's a video that goes along with that track as well that was filmed at the Bell Court here in Nashville. If you are unfamiliar, the Bell Court is our art house cinema here in Nashville. It is 100 years old this year and still a completely fantastic place to watch a movie. For a song about connection, it's apt that the video was filmed inside a space that has created so much of it. Maybe that's corny, but I like it. The video was directed by Jessica Brienne herself and Kevin Doyle. Big shout out to Kevin for his work on that. Very nice. Next bite. This one is going to be a hefty one. It actually requires some explanation to fully appreciate. I'm about to play a song from a collaborative project between Sugar Skulls and Coupler called The Great Oxidation Event. That title sounds pretty epic on its own, but that's the name of an actual geological event. Here's a blurb. Quote,
"The Great Oxidation Event was an environmental event caused by the development of early unicellular life, releasing a mass amount of oxygen into the atmosphere and oceans, killing nearly everything, but eventually resulting in life as we know it."
End quote. If that was too dense for you to wrap your brain around, imagine the beginning of Earth before there was oxygen and there was just single cell organisms floating around in the water. And then some evolution occurs and oxygen starts to enter the picture, but the planet is not an oxygenated planet. So it wreaks massive havoc, killing nearly everything. Nearly. But everything evolves and eventually becomes what we know now as an oxygen-based existence. So this collaboration between Sugar Skulls and Couplers was inspired by that geological event. How can an instrumental electronic song be inspired by or nod to an ancient geological event? Well, that's for you to decide as a listener. This is part one of a three-part suite. This movement in particular takes us to the precipice of the Great Oxidation Event. This is the pre-oxygen era. We're winding up to the near destruction of all life. So here we go. This is part one. Thank you. All right. That was part one of the great oxidation event from Sugar Skulls and Coupler. I highly recommend going to listen to parts two and three, as it is a really immersive experience. Part one is probably the most tense of all three, but they all have like a pretty epic quality to them. The way the music was created is really fascinating. Again, I'm very biased, but I find it really captivating. I hope to have a full-length episode with both Sugar Skulls and Coupler about this, but the way they collaborated to make the piece was both heavily improvised and heavily edited. Sugar Skulls, aka Ben Markentel, played a bunch of long-form pieces, almost all of which was improvised, probably 100% of which was improvised. He handed those recordings over to Coupler, aka Ryan Norris, with the instruction to edit and mix only through mutation rather than adding any overdubs. Only use what is there and mutate it. It's actually a process that was heavily inspired by how producer Tio Macero created the Miles Davis album Bitches Brew, which is a seminal jazz album. Norris also posted a three-part series of videos on how he worked through that process. Not in its entirety, but just quick little insights into the process. Quick bites, if you will. Those are linked in the show notes. Definitely worth a watch. Norris is highly engaging and entertaining person. Oh, there's also a music video for that song, the entire 9-minute track. Ben Markentel created it. He managed to make a thing that is brilliantly organic with a bunch of aquatic footage that's also been post-processed into something mechanical and technological, and it's just a great juxtaposition to the footage. Like the song, it is also very immersive. I recommend hitting up the YouTube link, putting it in full screen and just staring straight into it for the entirety of the track. It's really pleasant. Okay, last bite for this episode. This is yet another recent YK release. This track is called Coco Trails, and it comes from a Cody Euler EP entitled Gluggle Jug. I have plans for a full episode all about the brilliance of Cody Euler, but if you are unfamiliar, you are in for a treat. I won't even try and tee it up. Just turn it on and let yourself enjoy a bit of fun. Here's Coco Trails. Thank you. All right. That was Cocoa Trails from Cody Euler off of Gluggle Jug, one of my favorite album titles possibly ever. I know I'm wildly biased on these episodes, but I find that music to be entirely unique and completely captivating. It's somehow both comfortably nostalgic and completely space-age alien unfamiliar. Click through in the show notes to hear all of Gluggle Jug. You know what? That's it. That's it for this episode. I can't believe it's September already and almost the end of September. YK has been crazy active this year, and I really appreciate all of you tuning in and supporting all of these things. I have more big surprises in the works, so make sure you are subscribed and signed up for the mailing list. The mailing list is the best way to get information about YK Records. One last quick bite. I made a thing for the Defy Film Festival that I bet you will enjoy and maybe haven't heard of yet. Go to ykrecords.com/defy, D-E-F-Y, and check it out. I won't even link it in the show notes. That's a little quibby just for you, dear listener. Okay. Again, our show music is by Mac Burris. If you want some music as good as our music, hit him up at Mac Burris on Instagram. That is linked in the show notes. Thank you, Mac. Find me on Instagram at records_YK or ykrecords.com. Just look at the show notes. The usernames are right there. Just, you know, use your eyeballs. All right. Thank you all for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk at you soon.
Bye.